Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Tara, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Yes, we're very excited to have you. And again, thank you very much for dropping by. And we have a lot of things to do. Really appreciate you being on the show. Now, to start things off, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who are business owners just like yourself. So I need your help. Can you introduce yourself to our audience? Maybe we can start with, what's your role in the business, Tara?
Yeah, so my name is Tara Smith. I actually work at Keller Williams. I've been with Keller Williams heading into my 10th year. And I've actually had quite a few roles with our company. I started as a sales agent and then moved into a leadership position. So I've worked as a MAPS coach for agents, a MAPS coach for leadership, actually in a team leader capacity. Wow. And in an operating principal capacity. And I've done some other things with our company around training and coaching and just, you know, helping real estate agents and leadership grow their business, whatever that looks like.
Gosh, you've worn a lot of hats. So I'm curious, how long have you been in the real estate business?
So I got my license in 2007. So this is my 16th year in the business and heading into my 10th year with Keller Williams.
Tons of experience right there. Now, how about working with someone virtual though, just like CyberBacker? Is this your first time to do it?
So no, I actually started, working with CyberBacker back in 2000 and I'm trying to think if it was 16 or 17. It was 2017. I hired my first CyberBacker. Her name was Aiko. And she was my coaching partner. And so at that time, I was coaching full times with MAPS coaching. And Aiko and I worked on calls and did all kinds of things with that. So I've been with CyberBacker. I'm heading into my 6th year as a partner with CyberBacker. And I was trying to count before I got on the call. I think I've had four CyberBacker capacities, and I'm getting ready to hire a new one. So pretty excited about that.
A lot of exciting stuff right there. But firstly, though, how did you find out about CyberBacker? Who told you about us?
Yeah, so Craig Goodliff is the guy that I believe founded CyberBacker. Mm-hmm. And yes. I was a MAPS coach the year that they introduced CyberBacker to our company. And I came through the business that I was already working in and hired somebody almost right away.
There we go. All right. Now, talk to me about this time around then. What are the things that you needed help with now partnered with CyberBacker?
Yeah. So right now I have a CyberBacker. His name is Kent. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to share his name with you because I love him so much that I don't want to ever have to share him. But Kent, I hired also again to be my coaching partner, though I don't coach full time. So he does a lot of just administrative things for me in the market center. Mm-hmm. He works with my newsletters and website management and all kinds of stuff. We're getting ready to hire another CyberBacker for my two offices that is going to be doing social media and marketing and CRM database management and offer services in that way. So we're super excited about that.
Gosh, so basically your CyberBackers are going to be almost everywhere in the business then, almost.
Almost, yeah. We've had recruiting CyberBackers and coaching partners and I have found a tremendous amount of value in just having that person to help with some of the things that lots of things that just take up extra time and you can't get to.
Yes. Now, what has been the impact of virtual leverage through CyberBacker then? Since you've been with CyberBacker for a while now, experienced with working with a lot of CyberBackers.
I don't think I could do just even one of my jobs without my CyberBacker. Like I could not do the coaching position without my CyberBacker because You know, he sits on every call with me. He basically dictates, he takes notes of the calls. He does call reminders. So he's managing my calendar, pulling reports, sending emails for me. Honestly, like even just recording all of the notes from a call is not my skill set. So it would be really, really challenging for me to even do what I do with coaching, let alone everything else without his help. And I learned that the first time. The first time I was a coach, I thought I can take care of my own notes. And once you get enough clients, it's really challenging to keep up. And so I hired someone. So the second time I came back into coaching, as soon as I committed to coming back into coaching, I reached out to Cyberbacker and I'm like, I'm ready to hire my coaching partner. I had to go 1 week without a Cyberbacker and it was really painful. I don't know that I could do what I'm doing without that partnership.
So basically now, Kent, your current Cyberbacker is somewhat of like a shadow then of yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, he's with me all the time. So he's with me pretty much all of my calls, all of my appointments. He takes notes. And then if we're not on a Zoom together in an appointment, I can easily reach out to him and he helps me with other things, other tasks and things. Yeah.
All right. Now, talk to me about selecting or partnering with a Cyberbacker then, choosing the right fit for you. How important is fit in a virtual partnership just like this then?
I think the fit is really important, though every Cyberbacker, so getting ready to hire our fifth Cyberbacker. Mm-hmm. We hired one Cyberbacker that I knew within a week was not a good fit, but actually she had personal things going on. We found out, and I don't even know that she wasn't a good fit. It just, she had things she had to take care of. Every Cyberbacker I've ever hired, the work ethic is incredible. And so when I'm interviewing Cyberbackers, you guys provide these packages that we can review, like videos and KPAs and resumes, I think. And I generally review all of those and I look for skill sets that would work with my position or things that might set them apart. And then once we do that group interview kind of setting, I'm usually able to figure out like who I think could match my pace and keep up with what all is going on around us. So,
now, how about working with someone then? The partnership itself, working with someone who's virtual. Do you have any tips that you can share with first timers, for example, first time to work with someone who's virtual? How to make it a successful partnership?
Yeah, you know, you guys do such a great job of training. I mean, that's the thing. And every Cyberbacker I've ever hired is really like has been self-sufficient, even on like going in and watching training videos. And if there's something we're going to do that, you know, I don't have a good, we're going to try something new and they haven't been trained. They do a great job of actually watching videos and learning. So I think the biggest thing is just give them things to work on and feedback. And, you know, you got to be in conversation and communication with your Cyberbacker like throughout the day. And I know people that like huddle with their Cyberbacker every morning. Kent and I right now are on calls throughout the day, most days of the week, but I send him emails and he sends emails and he checks things. And so we're pretty much in communication. I think being in communication with your Cyberbacker is really, really important.
Now, follow-up question there, communication, how crucial is that? And how do you communicate with your Cyberbacker anyway?
Well, I don't know if I'm the best example, but Kent has like a text platform, so I can shoot him a text message, which is great. Yeah. He answers emails. We are on Zoom. So sometimes even in a Zoom, if we need a resource, I just message him on Zoom. A lot of times he, like if somebody asks for a resource in the Zoom, he usually pops it in the chat before I even ask him if he has it. Like he's just on top of everything. But for me, generally I text him or I shoot him an email. We actually, Kent and I don't do a ton of video chat like this. However, we had a Cyberbacker named Faith before, and she was like on all of our leadership team meetings, and Faith was really great. we could easily jump on and do something like this. So I think it just depends on your cyber backer and what tasks they're doing. Okay. What communication will work best for you.
But just basically a lot of avenues of communication. That depends on your preference and your cyber backer's preference, then something like that.
Yeah, I think so. If that's okay with the client and the cyber backer, mm-hmm. I think that is totally fine.
Absolutely. Now, one last question for you. Since Kent is going to be able to listen and watch this once we have this online, so I'd like to know, what do you like most about Kent then? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
If I tell you that, somebody's going to try to steal him from me. Kent, he's just super fast. I mean, I am a pretty, like I like to hand things off and know they're going to mm-hmm. get done. And Kent moves very quick. He's very quick to respond. He looks for ways to make things better. And he understands, I love spreadsheets. He does a lot with spreadsheets, and he puts things in my Google Drive that we can reference later. I mean, what I have always loved about CyberBacker is most everyone I've worked with can do a lot of different things. And my CyberBacker is super tech savvy. So he has been really amazing at like website design, content creation. And that's actually how I found him. I had interviewed, I went into my first round of interviews and I hired someone and then found out that she had things going on. Mm-hmm. And then so I went back into interviews and I had researched all of the candidates and had one that I thought I would hire on that call. And I got on the call and they notified me that that candidate had already been taken. And so Kent was kind of the like last minute, here's Kent. And he just came in and he's going to be your last option. And I hadn't had time to research him at all, mm-hmm. but he built a website for his resume. And so I was like, wow, like this guy is talented. And I hired him like immediately. I got the call and said, like, I want Kent.
So, easy decision right there, right?
Yeah, like he just went above. He just stood out and he's been amazing for us and for me.
Now, it seems to me you've already found a perfect partner right there in Kent, in your cyber backer, obviously. We're very excited to see the continued growth all throughout the year, of course. And again, Tara, thank you very much for dropping by today. I had fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how CyberBacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website www.cyberbacker.com and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.